like the right time to make a statement, make the Jake the number one. Also, you know, entering tomorrow, David Backus is entering free agency. Troy Brower is entering free agency, and we're glad we kept everyone for the year. But if you can maybe add some assets instead of letting everyone get to the end of their contract and walk for nothing, that also played into it.
You said you could accommodate it if it was right for the organization. We were talking last week about how it gives you the depth. Is it the right thing for the organization?
Well, I think it is, because we got a very good pick with it, and when you look at the value, as I said, of what the Toronto trade was, I thought this is very similar with an older goaltender. So we had a value on what was fair, and we believe we got to that.
It sounds also like you just were ready to make Jake the number one. Is that a big part of this?
Well, I think we believe in Jake.
Yeah.
And sorry, I want to hear that pick was. We believe in Jake, and these guys have worked very well together for a number of years, but there was no tension, but you could see that both guys wanted the net. And you know, Brian is at that part in his career that I think going into unrestricted free agency, he wanted to put himself in the best position. And Jake now is... sorry, played enough. We're ready to water here. Sorry.
I get the shakes when I see that hotel.
Did you allow Calgary to talk to other people at all to help facilitate it?
Earlier today, I gave them, once we agreed to the terms, I said you could talk to them. I don't know what they talked about, but
okay.
That's why we put a condition on the signing him or
trading
him. Right,
signing,
yeah.
Right? You get a third round pick.
And you said you touched on talks with Jake. Is that anything just scratching the surface? Are you a little far along?
We're going to get far along. You know, he wants to be here. He wants to be the guy, and I believe that before the start of next season, we'll have something done with him that won't put him in an unrestricted situation a year from now.
Is it basically the money that would have gone to Brian is now going to go to Jake? It's that simple for this season.
Well, Jake's under contract this season, so we got...
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah,
so yeah. One more year. Right,
yeah.
Right.
We'll have inexpensive goaltending this year.
Yes.
Knowing that Bishop and Fleury are out there as well to some degree, how does that impact, you know, at some point you got to fish your cafe knowing that you're probably competing with a couple other options for Calgary, right?
Well, and that's why Calgary, I'm sure they went out and found out what the asking price was, and say this correctly, I think that Anderson and Elliot were looked at differently than Bishop and the asking price was different.
Right.
Does this also help you with the cap a little bit? I know it's only a minimal saving, especially if you have to have another goalie too, like 1.5. Does it help though?
Yeah, every 1.5 helps in today's NHL. Yeah.
Are they looking to the UFA market kind of like a backup?
Yeah, we have the goalie we got from Edmonton that we can qualify, and then we'll look at the middle. We'll spend the next 3 or 4 days really honing in and seeing what's out there, and I think we'll have a goaltender in short order.
I know there's a lot of interest in Kevin Chattenkirk, and
you never think about retiring
1 year away from UFA as well, just like Ryan, how you're sort of approaching things similarly.
I had a chat with Kevin's representative. I feel it's easier just to be up front with everybody on the situation, and they understand it. There's been no trades here today of that type of player, and maybe my asking price is too high, or maybe I value him higher than other people, but I haven't been anywhere close to what I think is representative of the value of Kevin Chattenkirk.
Plus, it's no gun to your head. I mean.
No, we. I love the right side of our defense.
Right.
You still expect Backus to get to the market?
Yeah. We had conversations today, and I think whether he gets the market, I don't know. He's going to get to the talking period.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Nothing on Schwartz?
No.
Doug, in Calgary, we've all seen Brian Elliott as a goalie, but we've heard nothing from people around your team. Plus, what a good person this guy is. Can you comment on that?
Oh, yeah. He's been a great pro since he got there. Obviously, you know, he's had a couple of different partners. He's been a mentor to Jake and a good partner to Halak. And he's just a really good pro and a really good person. Jumps into the community, he and his wife. He's just a quality guy.
Never easy to give up somebody like that in your room, I guess.
Yeah, it's very difficult, but as I said, you you have to try and keep an eye on the future too. And I knew with 100% certainty that those two guys would not both sign here a year from now. Both want the net more than they got it on. Both want it on a regular basis, and it just seemed like the proper time.
You mentioned we'll be in the market for non-goalies.